The last time we spoke with Finger Lakes chef Sam Baskus on this program, she had just opened a new restaurant on Linden Street in downtown Geneva, H.J. Stead Company. In October, it was announced the restaurant was closing. I asked Sam if she'd be willing to stop by and talk about food in the Finger Lakes. She had just returned from a visit to Herd Orchards in Holly, New York.
You know, it really, I mean, it's the way that I love to cook, which is it's really going to be determined by the day, the weather, you know, standing there in the orchard market at Herd. You know, I saw those beautiful quince and apples and like you, I mean, 70 varieties, who could know, you know, I was doing a little research myself this morning, kind of reminding myself of like, which are the ones that are firm and which are the ones that are going to, you know, break down, because I picked up some quince and some apples to make a mostarda, which is something I learned about when I traveled to Italy, which is this condiment that they make for cheese that's, you know, sort of a spicy, simple syrup and firm fruit that's in there. And I picked up these beautiful quince at the orchard, and when I made the mostarda, which is absolutely delicious, the quince were ripe enough where they turned to a pulp, like an applesauce, you know, and I've worked with them before where they've stayed firm. And so I was a little bit kind of surprised by that, because I was hoping that they would stay in firm slices. But, you know, when I think about recipes, it's really, we know it's nice to go to Red Jacket and be able to taste the different apples and sort of pick out something that you think is going to work well. I like to keep things in their most simple form. So it might be a shaved Brussels sprout salad, or, you know, I mean, I've even used quince that way, where you kind of slice them really thin on a mandolin. If they're at the right ripeness, they're actually delightful to eat raw, which a lot of people don't think about eating them raw at all. So my spin is always to take things and kind of put them in their most natural form, but put them together with ingredients that people don't always think about. You know, like, I think it's like assimilate a quince wherever you'd put a pear, or assimilate an apple, or, you know, like look up recipes online and try to mix things up that way.
What's next as we head into the winter months? What gets you excited as a chef around the Finger Lakes as we get into these darker, colder months? What do you think about in your own kitchen?
Experimentation with all of the different kinds of pumpkins and squashes. I mean, again, like the apples, in this region, there are so many beautiful ones that are grown out there. Some of them you need an axe to kind of open, like the kabocha squash is kind of a difficult one to handle. But I have a more savory palate. So when I think about using those ingredients, I might take a dessert and sort of throw in a savory squash in there, you know, instead of like, I'm one of those people who kind of despises the pumpkin spice trend, but I might take like a pumpkin pie and make it more with like a kabocha squash and sage, and still have it be something that's dessert-like, but a little bit more of a savory spin on it. And people say that when they taste my baked goods that I used to do at HJ and the donuts and things like that, that, you know, they're not as sweet as they would expect, and they really appreciate that. So I recently did a sweet potato marshmallow walnut donut, which is like a no-brainer to me, because that's like what you see at Thanksgiving on the table, you know, but it was like people really loved it because they didn't expect to have it show up in a donut, you know, kind of thing.
I'm glad you brought up donuts, because you reminded me when you walked in the studio this morning that the donuts, H.J. Stead may have closed, but the donuts remain for the time being, just for a couple of times. They're going to be at Monaco's in Geneva.
Yeah, so I mean, the best thing to do would be follow me at Food for Life 2, F-O-R. Life number two, or follow Monaco's, but the plan is to pop up there on Thursdays, you know, shorter period of time, 7 to 11, something like that. Sell donuts at least for a little window. If it works, you know, we may see them there more often, but for now I'm just sort of piecemealing together some pop-ups and fun things like that, like the Brighton Farmers Market and, you know.
Well, I hope that you'll make some time to come back in and visit with us again.
Oh, absolutely. Can I share a Julia Child quote that I think is like perfect for this time of year?
Please do.
So Julia, of course, is, you know, she's my mentor. I would love to have met her, but never got to. But, you know, Julia Child speaks on friendship, and I think it's, you know, really important this time of year. She says, "No one's more important than people. In other words, friendship is the most important thing, not career or housework or one's fatigue, and it needs to be tended and nurtured."
Sam Baskus, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kelly.